Hello and welcome to GPTV on Tuesday the 12th of November. My name is Philip Kingston.
And I'm Gary Peer.
Five weekends to go before the year wraps up, Gary.
Not long to go now, Phil.
Oh, I reckon I can hold it all together for another 5 weeks, can't you?
You haven't had enough holidays.
I know.
You look a bit washed out.
I do not look washed out.
You're
looking tired. People are saying how fresh I look and have I been away.
Which people? As Margaret Thatcher said.
One person.
In that interview. Which people are you talking about? Remember she said that in 60 Minutes? Which people are you talking about? Anyway, but we've got lots of people to talk about, lots of results to talk about, Phil. But
do you know what? I actually love that line because over the journey, Gary, we've had a lot of people that have come into our office with some sort of something to discuss. And they always come in and go, people have said, this is what they're saying. And whenever we go, which people?
Which people? Then they seem to retreat very quickly, very sort of backtrack. Phil, let's just talk.
Who are those people, Gary? Which people are those people?
Hey, the racing season's over. I know we didn't talk much about it last time, but Danny O'Brien, you know.
For the viewers, who is Danny O'Brien?
Congratulations, Danny O'Brien, again. He trains our horse, Order of Command, which, by the way, running Saturday and should do really well this Saturday.
There's a tip, insider trading.
But he's won on Vow and Declare, of course, the Cup, and he's won the Oaks as well. He's had a little bit of a clean-up.
Fantastic. Well, I'm looking forward to getting away from racing because most of our viewers have got no interest whatsoever in the horses.
They don't, Philip, but I'll tell you what they do have interest in. In our last week's edition, we talked about Starstruck, and the prize goes to Anut, well done to you, Anut, who met Leighton Hewitt while she was working at Dan Murphy's, Phil.
I'm somewhat disappointed, and in all fairness to Anut, thank you for sending in that. Thanks for sending
it in.
I'm not. And you're going to win that Breville juice squeezer, and we'll send it to you as soon as I get it because we want to put it here and then go, that's the Anut's Breville juice.
Make a big noise squeezer. About how generous we are.
it's actually quite an expensive gift. But it's pretty sad that the viewers that watch GPTV, the best one we can come up, due respect and that, is serving Leighton Hewitt. At Dan Murphy's.
That's okay. Well done to it, aren't you? I mean, and he was very nice.
Taylor Swift or Muhammad Ali or the Pope or Bill Clinton. It was. This is so Australian. I served a tennis player at Dan Murphy's.
You know what? The Pope does not buy his wine from Dan Murphy's, Philip. But here we go. Look, what I like is that she said he has a nice, muscly body, nice tan and well-dressed, Phil. There you go. It's not often what you hear about us, is it? Tan and
anyway, well done. Shout out to Anut. Congratulations on winning the Breville juice squeezer.
Well done.
And anybody would think that I've got shares in Breville.
You do have some shares in Breville, don't you? Phil, the other thing I want to plug. The other thing I want to talk about.
I suppose we have to declare all of our, you know, if we've got.
No, we don't.
No, we do.
Well,
I mean, but Gary, this is a hard-hitting show, and in the interest of full disclosure, I do have shares in Breville, good company, Australian company.
So, are you going to release your tax returns now? I think you should. If you're going to have full disclosure, we want to see your tax returns and your balance statement of assets. Fund statement. We want to see it all.
You'd love to see it, Gary.
I would like to see it all. I'd like to see how you've built your wealth while I've squandered yours. Fair enough. Do we get to put it all together at the end of our retirement?
I don't believe so, Gary. Gary, what an amazing weekend. Let's keep on track. I've had some viewer feedback, Gary, where the viewer feedback has been we've drifted. It's become more just a frivolous entertainment of you and I just having a chat, which is essentially what this show is all about. But a lot of our viewers are saying, no. We want to hear more about the market, what's going on.
Is that right?
You got something sensible to say?
Not really. Never have.
Okay, viewers, I want to say that we've just had a hot weekend. Yeah, we've had an 82%.
We have. Put the towers up, Phil. 82% against the industry average of?
Of 73%. I think we sold 9 out of 11. Was it 9 out of 11? Keeper of the stats.
Yep.
So what an amazing weekend. Depth of interest is the theme for this week. DOI.
DOI?
Yeah, DOI.
So
Depth of interest, DOI.
Hey, Phil, what I want to say is amazing is that the average per inspection over the weekend with 16 groups.
Yep.
That's a lot, Phil. That's pretty much as high as it's been for quite some time. 16 groups of people coming through each home we have, that's a lot of people.
So these are the ways that we measure depth, yes, of interest, things like attendance at open for inspections.
Number of bidders at auctions.
Number of bidders at auctions is the, yep, absolute central key. Yep. And we had a number of auctions right across from St Kilda right through to Bentley where we had, yep, 3, 4 and 5 bidders.
The, yeah, other way we measure the market, Phil, is how a like-for-like property is sold before and then now. And there's no better case. Gary, I'm going to launch into number one at 11A, Hawthorne Grove, Hawthorne. Now, Phil,
this is an amazing story. And given the fact that I know nothing about it, I'm not going to interrupt you while you tell the story.
How good's that? I'm going to drag it out then. So, Phil, 111A Hawthorne Grove, we've got some imagery of it now. It's a lovely town in Hawthorne. It's a wonderful street in Hawthorne, Philip. But we sold the other half of this property.
Two-story townhouses, party wall down the centre.
Correct.
Very, essentially mirror images of
each other. Mirror image, although the other one was better, had a double garage and was in better condition, Philip.
Yes.
Sold for $1,550,000 some 4 or 5 months ago. Now, this next door, we thought we might, if best, get the same or similar price. We've sold it per auction, about 8% more for a lesser product in the marketplace. And I think the person who bought it well still, but the person that bought the other part,
so there is absolute concrete evidence of the market. Very rarely do you get to be able to describe like for like that. Normally you could say, oh, we sold this house in that street and then another house in the street, but there are different land sizes, different configuration, different architecture. But this, and we've obviously got it up on screen as we speak, two virtually identical properties.
Another property, Phil, we won't talk about it yet, but it's at the high end of the market in Crawford North. We've just sold for approximately 10% more than it sold for about 18 months ago or 20 months ago. So when we said maybe, if you know, 8 weeks ago, that did the market just go up 10%? And when that viewer, who's no longer with us, said, "You guys are charlatans."
Do you know what, Gary? If we were miserable people, we would go back. I was going to say something else, but we would find that bloke.
His email to us was so testy and so precious
and nasty. You know what? I hope that guy.
Yeah.
Did not enter the market,
buy.
I hope you just lost 10 to 15% of your money.
Now we're getting nasty.
No, that's nasty. We take that.
No, not entirely. Just we take it back. We take the nasty edge off it. But it has gone up a lot. Anyway, Phil, Lord Street, Crawford East, a very competitive auction, Philip, sold for $793,000 in Crawford East. So Crawford East is humming. Hey, Phil, how about Ackland Street? Simon Radolik, he was there for a long time, taking a lot of bids for this property up on the screen now in Ackland Street, St Kilda. We thought we might get around 210, high ones, 210, tiny little place.
25 square metres.
Tiny, you can swing one cat, but probably not more, and it would have to be a little one. But Phil, how about this
property? Mind you, do not ever swing a cat in front of the RSPCA.
No, they don't like doing that. Or out the front of the protesters at the races.
You know what, imagine if you were the selling agent of the RSPCA building and you go in and you go, geez, this room's small, you couldn't swing a cat in here.
Or
you could
lose that job.
You could hear the silence.
Yeah, been a lot of trouble there, Phil. Anyway, that property, the couldn't swing a cat property, thought $354,000. How about that? We move on to Narwin with a silent G. It's otherwise be called Gnarwin Road in Carnegie. Leo Samuel sold this for $1,065,000, Philip, well above its expected price, with many bidders there as well.
Depth of interest.
Depth of interest indeed, Philip. We had some interesting auctions on the weekend. Talking about depth of interest, we had a thumper auction in Oran Crescent. Price is undisclosed, but well done to the most delightful vendor.
Number 30, and we might show some quick footage up of the crowd there. One of the things that's really interesting, the crowds are back.
Yes.
And you know, when the crowds are back, people are now reactivating their interest in real estate.
Yep.
But this whole depth of interest, that property had 5 bidders, Gary, and 5 bidders, I'm pretty sure, over the top end of our quote range.
Sold for many hundreds of thousands of dollars over the reserve, Philip, and congratulations again, most delightful vendor, and what a fantastic property. So well done, and we have a few other sales on Sunday that went really well with lots of bidders as well, but their price is undisclosed, so they just get boring, Phil, don't they? Now, we talked about Ben and Jerry's cows, Philip. There is a lawsuit going on right now, Phil, and I think it's very important people should know. The Ben and Jerry have said that their milk comes from happy cows. And that's been disputed, Phil. They're saying, how do you know that they're happy cows? So how do you, now you've worked on the farms, and on the farm, I should say, how do you tell a happy cow from an unhappy cow?
The reason that we're talking about this happy is just cows, to talk about consumer affairs across all of the countries of the world. Consumer affairs now takes every statement made by people very seriously. Yeah. And these cows, the happy cows at Ben & Jerry's, well, I can tell you, Gary, we didn't have many cows on our property, but essentially a happy cow is a cow that's left to roam the fields, eating at will, without the stress of being in a yard, essentially just being pumped full of antibiotics, and has no quality of life. So a happy cow is a cow, Gary, that gets to just roam the pastures, munching at whim. A bit like you at a smorgasbord, Gary.
I'm a very happy.
So it'd be like you, you know, when you go to a salad, function, and there is a whole like lineup. You're like a happy cow.
I am, yeah. Okay, now I understand it. I can relate to it now. Thanks for your help there, Phil. We've got plenty of auctions coming up this weekend, Phil. And what if you want to sell this year? What do you say, 5 weekends?
Yep.
If someone wants to sell this year, can they?
If you list in the next 2 weeks, you can. In the next 2 weeks, Gary, 100%. It'll be a shorter campaign because we run sometimes 2 week campaigns with the auction in the third weekend.
Yeah, we can do that,
so we can still get you in. Having said that, we're now booking heavily for February,
we've
March,
and April. We've got some juicy listings for the new year, Phil, got some very busy weekends. You are a man in demand for some of those weekends.
Well, I understand February, Gary. I completely get that.
We've got lots going on.
Go on, where are we up to?
We're up to talking about our auctions this week, Philip. We're going to be on Thursday
before
night.
We do, I just had a thought. My father, who is an avid watcher of the show, took umbrage with me, Gary. Umbrage.
Good on
with
you, David.
With our discussion driving at ridiculous speeds down the Hume Highway.
Oh, really?
And he contested that, and he actually said, I want to come on the show and have a right of rebuttal.
Is that right? We could interview him, and I think we could interview your father.
So stay tuned, viewers. Yeah. We may well get my father on the show.
You see an intelligent Kingston, because it skips a generation, right? So you have David Kingston, Phil's father, who's smart, and you've got his kids that were genius. And I'm worried for your kids' kids, because if they skip a generation again, it'll be like you.
Good point.
So does he deny it?
He denies it, completely denies it, which really just goes to show.
I was in the Celica one time with you, I think.
It really goes to show,
With my hair going like that.
It really goes to show, doesn't it, that when people do something bad, they tend to try to rewrite the past. And what is it that George Costanza says?
Well, it's not a lie if you believe it enough. That's right. So if you believe it enough, it's no longer a lie.
Either I'm believing my lie or he's believing his lie.
Somewhere there's a truth, but we're not going to find out possibly.
Far better for me to call my father a liar.
Of course,
he's probably the most honest man I've ever met in my life.
So
some would say too honest.
I'll go with you, Dave, and call him the liar. But I do remember pretty fast. That Celica did go pretty fast. So anyway, maybe it was just a bit embellished and exaggerated, and maybe you're both chilling.
Anyway, he wants a right of reply. We'll get you on the show, Dad, at some point.
Indeed, we will. Hey,
so
Phil,
this weekend's auctions, Gary?
No, we're not waiting for this weekend, Phil, because on Thursday we're going to be in Gleniris, Philip, in Toorak Road. If it in fact gets to auction, Leo Samuel, I know, is very excited.
Yes, a pass. And try and look at the camera, Gary, instead of all of this.
Trying to care for you.
Looking down.
I'm trying to care for
you. Conduct a show by.
If I didn't have to babysit you, I'd be able to, Philip. But Toorak Road, Gleniris, Philip, 2 bedroom, 2 bathroom, 2 car spaces. It goes on Thursday night at 7 p.m. If it in fact makes it to auction, Philip, it is a twilight auction.
This is part of the Taronga Road development. Yeah, so if you buy this apartment on your doorstep, literally downstairs, you've got one of the best Coles supermarkets on the planet. Although some would say that the new Elstonwick Coles supermarket is better.
Yes, for those that are interested in supermarkets, Philip, we have triple auction action at 10:30 a.m. This Saturday, Leo Samuel kicks off in Atkins Street, Murrumbina.
Gary, 4 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, a lock-up garage, another car space in front, and it's near new, which, as far as I'm concerned, is brand new, but just for legal reasons, we're saying it's near new, but it's as good as brand new.
Some would say better than new, Phil. Can you say better than new?
You can. Makes no sense, but you can say it.
Clarence Street, Elswick. Philip, tell us about this 2-bedroom.
Lovely apartment, Gary. 2 bedrooms, 1 bathroom, 1 car space. Beautiful throughout, and love a lot of those features. And the Clarence Street is a wonderful address.
We love it in Elswick, Philip, and I'm going to be doing the auction in Glen Huntly Road together with Joel Sir and my son Daniel, who's been involved in this property.
Kind of lovely, because this is a father and son team in action. Yep. So, Gary, make sure you do your son proud and bring sale on that property home. 2 bedrooms, 1 bathroom, 1 car space. Great building, part of the Glen Huntly Road group. groove. Why you'd need a car space, Gary, when you live there, you can just walk to the Coles supermarket.
Do something else with it if you want to, Philip. Phil, Booran Road, Ormond, this is a high-quality property. Very excited about this. Jack Slater has been telling me all about it.
Four bedrooms, three bathrooms, a lock-up garage, second car space, everything that opens and shuts. A great period facade, but all of modern luxuries right throughout.
I am the auctioneer for that one, Philip, but College Street, at the same time, you'll be auctioning as part of Double Auction Action 11:30.
Austinwick, Gary, three bedrooms, two and a half bathrooms, a lock-up garage, second car space, and College Street, walking distance to the famous Omar Cafe in Gardenvale Road.
Indeed, Philip. What about Bud's Lane? The House of Rock goes up for 12:30.
This house, Gary, is unbelievable. Two bedrooms, two bathrooms, incredible position, and we've called it a hip urban sanctuary.
I would love to be at that auction. I might be able to get
Come along.
I'll have to see how I go, but that is going to be a very exciting auction, Philip. I know that the girls, Lamore and Nikki, are excited about that. At the same time, Leo Samuel.
Not say the girls. That's so politically incorrect and so old-fashioned to refer to two women well, I won't say their age, but they're far from girls.
I don't think they mind being called girls.
No woman wants to be called a girl. A girl is a girl.
So can we be called the boys or not?
No, we're not boys either. We're men. They're women.
No, it's all, everything's just gone. Everything's just gone too far.
No,
it's a casual, friendly term,
well,
Philip.
It's like the demeaning, boys. It's demeaning and insincere.
Let's move on to Railway Avenue, Railway Road, Carnegie at 12:30.
True, I actually believe that. Great property, single level, two bedrooms, one bathroom, a lock-up garage, second car space, lovely courtyard gardens and walking distance everywhere you want to be in that.
712 Inkerman Road, Philip. There'll be boys and girls and agents and vendors.
Well, there are boys and girls, Gary. They will be the children of their parents.
Yes, they will be. Right. They'll come across the road from the park.
Anyway, I love this house, Gary. It's got the most incredible north-facing back garden patio. You open up the doors to that back room and just inside out just works in total harmony, as does having the park across the road. We love Caulfield Park.
And that brings the curtain down on a very quietish Saturday for November, Philip. And Sunday is deathly quiet as well, Philip. We've got only one auction at 10:30 a.m. Jeremy Rosens does that in Alma Road.
It's great a big property. Apartment, three bedrooms, one bathroom, one car space. That is a great building. Love that. And there's a communal rooftop. I love communal rooftops.
You don't have
where all of the residents get together and you know, a community happens.
Yep,
that's why it's called a communal rooftop.
Indeed, Philip. Yep. We've got triple auction action at 11:30 a.m, Philip.
Yes, what have we got?
We have got a property in Gerrard Street Caulfield, just near the town hall there.
Single level, two bedrooms, one bathroom, a lock-up garage, polished timber floorboards, been renovated throughout. Fabulous real estate.
And you know, if your watch ever stops or the power goes out, Philip, you can just pop out the front and have a look at the clock at the town hall.
And that's important. A lot of buyers look for that.
No, I think they do too. I think it's underestimated how many want that.
In fact, the number of phone calls our receptionist takes of people saying, I want to buy a property where I can see the town hall clock.
See, in Sydney, they want a view of the harbour.
Yep.
In Caulfield, they want a view of the clock.
That's
how it works.
Pretty much
419 Norwood Road, Philip.
Gary, we love Norwood. We love this building. Two bedrooms, two bathrooms, undercover car parking. Norwood is a very special street full of beautiful houses. And you can walk to the Alma Village. You can walk to High Street, Armadale, Glenferrie Road. You can walk to Malvern Central.
Office, Philip, around the corner. Philip, Younger Avenue. You're not getting any younger, Philip. But this property, Younger Avenue, looks fantastic.
Gary, a wonderful home on a wonderful parcel of land. Younger Avenue is a great spot. That should go well.
That's your first auction, but you've only got three on Sunday, Philip. A quietish day. We're going to be in Masters Street, and this is a great looking property. It goes off at 12:30.
Fabulous. Gary, I went to have a look through that during the week,
yep.
And it's a bit of a surprise package because
indeed.
It just keeps going on and on. Big entertaining areas, lots of bedroom accommodation. It's light, it's bright, it's been beautifully refurbished. Congratulations to the vendors, who I think have done an outstanding job there.
We certainly have, Philip. We wrap up at 1:30 p.m., an early finish on Sunday. And I can tell you now, Philip, you would be off the planet with joy if you bought this house. It's in Satin Street, Caulfield
South.
Three
bedrooms, two and a half bathrooms, plenty of off-street car parking, Gary. A beautiful swimming pool. And that's a great pocket of South Caulfield, isn't it? Because you can walk to the tram and Hawthorne Road. You can walk to Princess park. Yep. Everything is on your doorstep.
Something else is here from the file, Philip. I've got no idea what it is. You can look down.
So you look at the camera and make something up, Gary, while I look down and say our feature property is number 32 Aroona Road in the epicentre of the Golden Mile of Caulfield North. This is a magnificent parcel of land with the most beautiful 60s house on it that was built by somebody that survived the Second World War, Gary, came here with nothing, made his mark on Melbourne, brought up a family, and this house was his pride and joy.
Love those stories.
It's something straight out of Mad Men, this house. It really is a joyous home. Solid brick, modernist architecture, of course. You could move straight into this home, but really I'm hoping that somebody will buy it and add a contemporary addition to the rear so that the architecture of the time can be celebrated. Quite an emotional house, Gary, because I knew the man that built that house, and he was somewhat of a local icon, a beautiful man, a beautiful family, and I look forward to auctioning that home.
Oh, that'll be fantastic, a special one. Philip, when you say something out of Mad Men, can you explain that to the viewers? Because some people worry about it.
Must have heard me talk about Mad Men many times. Mad Men is probably one of my favourite all-time Netflix shows. I think it went to 5 seasons. Yep. It was about the advertising industry back in the 1950s and 1960s on Madison Avenue, and it is incredible. Watch it. Having said that, Gary, I've just finished, as have you, The Devil Next Door.
Yes, it's a pretty incredible
viewers
show,
on Netflix. All I can say, I'm not going to spoil it. No spoiler alert, because I'm not going to spoil it. Five episodes. Yep. The Devil Next Door. Incredible. I suggest you watch it.
See it for yourselves. That's a big wrap on this mid-November edition, Philip. The year is running out very quickly. And if you want to run out and buy a property, you better do it, because there's not a lot of time left. And it really does feel like property prices are on the rise. It's feeling like they're going up to me, Philip.
Well, without question, we've got real-time evidence. Yep, because if viewers remember, the market peaked in September 2017. Yep. We've just resold a property from that time at a 12% increase. And over the last 6 months, that Hawthorn Grove is real evidence to the fact that the market has jumped.
It has jumped, and we're all jumping mad over here at Gary Peer and Associates as we continue to bring you the news on GPTV. We look forward to bringing you some more news next week on the 19th of November. I'm Gary Peer.
What a delightful wrap that was, Gary. I'm Philip Kingston. Have a fantastic week.